Hello, and thank you for calling the Media Collective's free-form question and comment line, 312-DRY-TOFU. This week's prompt is housemates. Please tell us a story about housemates from your life. Like, what is something your housemates do in the bathroom that really disturbs you? How do your housemates tend to the daily joint chores? Or, if you had to break your house down into some kind of hierarchy, who would be on which rung of power? Please tell us about this and anything else, and we'll post the audio on the Media Collective's website.
Hello there,
that's the MediaCollective.org.
I'm calling back, and this time there's something that I can talk about, because I don't think I really need to have much of an education to discuss housemates. I don't have a housemate. I live by myself, and so I don't really have a whole lot of things that I do that bothers myself. You know, I don't like it sometimes when I squeeze the tube of toothpaste from the middle. You know, I tell myself you need to do that from the bottom because it's better that way. You don't get little air holes and stuff like that in there. Now, I don't know if you would count. There's a couple mice that like to come into my house in the winter. Would they be considered a housemate, perhaps? And I do get a little aggravated when they leave their little mouse turds laying around. They need to clean up after themselves, I feel. I mean, I'm giving them free room and board. You know, they raid my cabinets and such, and I think the least they could do would just be to pick up after themselves. And as far as who has the power in my house, well, again, that would be me because I live by myself except for those little mice. And then sometimes I wonder if maybe they have the power, you know, because they just do whatever the heck they please. So I can't tell them mice to do anything. They don't listen to me. But, yep, that's about it, and I appreciate you giving me a chance to speak on something that I didn't have to be real educated to talk to you about. Okay, Dry Tofu, I look forward to the next Dry Tofu question, and y'all have a real good day now.
I don't have housemates. I don't think I'd ever want housemates. I'm very particular about clean and tidiness and those kinds of things. I always fear I'll get someone who won't be as tidy as I am. So then I just, you know, cut away and say, I'm going to live by myself. It'll be A-okay.
Well, hello there, Dry Tofu. Well, let's see. This past summer at summer camp, I was in a cabin with a bunch of guys. And there was one guy who was significantly older. He was 27, while the rest of us were like 18. He was the alpha male. It was pretty interesting. He pretty much took half the cabin and said, this is my space. You guys, with your unkempt ways, you can go be over there. You can stay up late. You can turn all the lights on. I don't really care. Just don't come over to my side. It was really interesting, but he was a cool guy. He was a lot of fun. He just knew his stuff really well. But yeah, he was definitely the alpha male. So that's my housemate story. Have fun with it.
What, are you kidding me? I could never afford to have a housemaid. I mean, anybody that has a housemaid is obviously has too much money and too fucking lazy. I don't know, maybe they need to get off their ass and clean their own house or just take care of their own business instead of paying somebody to do it. It's pretty pathetic.
This has been another installment of Dry Tofu. Please give us a call and share your thoughts at 312-379-8638. That's 312-DRY-TOFU.